Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Pitcher half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul, Minster. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, 3-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. 2-3 balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns the long three ball. Good. Better find her. Woo. On a break like that, you better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. 3-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long 2-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, 3-ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, 3-ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And thank you once again to Ashley Scott of Rushi for that introduction. I'm Jack along with Chuck. We are the mast announcers, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. From here at Anna tonight, it should be a Friday night of fine. Shelby County Athletic League basketball, Fairlawn Jets at the Anna Rockets. First time these two clubs played 17 days ago. Anna won a thriller, 72-68 at Fairlawn. Ought to be every bit as good a game here tonight. A lot at stake. Fairlawn wants to play spoiler in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fairlawn is 3-5 in SCAL play, 5-9 overall. Anna 7-2 atop the league by a half game over Botkins. Rockets 10-5 on the year. Botkins plays at Fairlawn tomorrow night. Thus then, Botkins, which plays Houston this evening, will draw even with Anna in the number of games played. So, if the Trojans were to win two tonight and tomorrow, Anna wins tonight, we're all tied up at the end of the weekend. Fairlawn playing both clubs atop the standings tonight and tomorrow. Big opportunity for Fairlawn to shock the world, Chuck.
Well, I mean, they got the talent. They absolutely do. They got the Piper twins. Those young men can go off and get you 50 between them. But you just sometimes don't know what you're going to get with them. They had a coaching change. Brad Francis, for health reasons, stepped down. That's been tough. They missed a group of games with COVID. Another thing, they've been so sporadic making the games some big gaps. And so now what they need to do is start playing basketball games in a row and get on some kind of a schedule where, you know, they can get on a good roll.
In that January 12th meeting between the two, Ashton Piper 28 points, Skylar Piper 22, not quite enough. Anna inched out to a 10-point lead at the end of three. Fairlawn cut it to one possession twice in the last couple minutes of that game, but could not get any closer. Fairlawn's had scoring droughts early this week, played at Newton, only scored 41. Jackson Jones was the leading scorer for Fairlawn. He had 17 points on three threes. The two Pipers combined for 16. So Fairlawn has been an enigma, that is for sure, up and down like a yo-yo all year long. Last weekend in the victory over Covington, 62-43, the Pipers combined for 34, had a real good night. So as they go, so does Fairlawn, so to speak. As Chuck noted, huge gaps in the Fairlawn schedule. Jets didn't play a game between December 11th and 28th. Didn't play a game again between December 29th and January 8th. And since January 8th, 9 games in 21 days. Chuck, that's an NBA schedule.
It is, but you know what? The kids want to play. Practice gets boring. And some of the time with the COVID, I'm sure they weren't even allowed to meet as a group. So, you know, they're just really now hitting their stride. And you know, you feel for them with all the things going on with this. And you know, every school's had to deal with it, but it seems like Fairlawn's had a little more of it than most.
We're going to talk to Cody Anthony in just a few minutes. He is the interim head coach for Fairlawn. As Chuck noted, Brad Francis has stepped down temporarily for health reasons. We wish him the very, very best. Get back at that head coaching job when you feel like you can cope with it, Brad. We look forward to seeing you on the sidelines once more. Nate Barhorst is the head coach here tonight with whom we have our first conversation. The Rockets have played really well, Chuck, since about the 12th of January when they beat Fairlawn 72-68, beat Botkin 61-59, thumped Fort Loramie for the second time this year 59-51, then had a little bit of a letdown, according to head coach Nate Barhorst. Did beat Houston. Rockets weren't real sharp, and he said the hangover continued to Saturday night last weekend when Anna lost at West Liberty Salem. That game could have some seeding implications. Anna, West Liberty, both D3s. Nate laughed, and he said, you know what? You helped cause our letdown because on Friday night, our bench went crazy listening online and to the radio of the end of the Fort Loramie Botkins game. Rockets heard the end of the game.
Yeah.
They went ecstatic, berserk. We didn't play well to close out against Houston. Came back Saturday night. Doldrums as well.
Saturday nights sometimes are just really tough. You just don't know what you're going to get. And, you know, and that's what they ran into. You get pumped up for your league games, and sometimes you just skate a little bit. Plus, you know, they're feeling good about themselves. And if you feel too good about yourself sometimes, maybe the effort just isn't there.
Well said. Coach Nate Barhorst of Anna does acknowledge the fact that he and his club and the coaching staff very tickled to be right in the middle of this Shelby County League race.
Yeah, it's certainly nice to be there in the whole mix of things, you know, and it does. It brings a certain spark and energy to our group of kids, to our group of young boys that have been working hard to actually get to this point. And that's one of the things that we had as a goal written up on the board is, you know, we want to be there at the end,
right,
you know.
Right.
And obviously you want to win it. So, you know, like we said at the beginning of the season, we knew there was just going to be a whole bunch of teams that we're going to be vying each night to try to be there. And lo and behold, we got a few key games that went our way, and we're right there in the thick of things. So it's nice to be there where we're at.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, you knocked off Botkins, then Fort Loramie knocked off Botkins. Last weekend, you split two games, won the league contest, didn't play as well as you would have preferred on the road at West Liberty.
No, you know, and that could be a little bit. You know, we just got off a beaten Loramie last Tuesday. We gave the boys off Wednesday, came back in on Thursday, and just did not have the weekend that we were hoping for with both nights. And we're hoping that, you know, this week, having a full week to kind of, you know, adjust and make some, you know, key adjustments this week, we'll hopefully be able to, you know, sharpen us up and be ready for this weekend.
Maybe a little let down after beating Bodkins and knocking off Fort Loramie for the second time this year.
Absolutely. You know, they talk about trap games for a reason, and you know, that's one of the things that we mentioned, is that we got to be ready for each and every game. So after we dropped the one at West Liberty, we talked about, you know, you got to bring energy every night. We're right. vulnerable to anybody if we don't try to outmatch their intensity, and you know, that just went to show right there. You got to bring it every night, and hopefully we broke down film for a good 45 minutes to an hour over that film alone, just to show. And sometimes that's your best coach, is to be able to see what you're doing and be able to make those adjustments.
Now, less than 3 weeks ago, your Anna team went to Fairlawn, beat the Jets by 4 on a night Fairlawn played very well. You beat them at their best. Return match here tonight against them this evening.
Oh, absolutely. They always have energy. They always are up for playing us. You know, it's a battle every time we come and play them. And, you know, they've got a lot of weapons at their disposal. They always play intense basketball. So we got to play our best. We got to have our best in order to beat them, for sure.
What's Anna basketball working on right now heading into the stretch run of the regular season prior to the tournament?
Well, we're still working on a lot of fundamentals. You know, we still want to make sure that we are getting good balance. We didn't have good balance the other night against West Liberty Salem. We shot too many threes, and that could be from a lack of, you know, being tired. It could be just, I'm going to try to settle for this. I'm going to try to get the lead back. We got to go back to our identity, and that is driving, looking for the guy on a kick out, dump down pass, move the basketball on our offense, and not just become lax and settle. And that's what we did on Saturday. We settled too many times.
And I noticed here at practice you're working hard on your post game in the paint.
Yes, that's one of the aspects that I really take personally, is the post game inside and being able to finish. So we definitely work on all of our what we call series three moves down low, and we continue to, you know, want to get that better balance down low with our post players, for sure.
And you've got to prep for the Piper Twins.
It's a tough duo to prep for, that's for sure. They can beat you about with anything, including, you know, dribble drive, shooting from the outside, and then, you know, they're just so physical too as well. So we got to be ready for anything.
Nate Barhorst, head coach of the Anna Rockets, trying to get ready for the Fairlawn Jets tonight. If the Pipers are ready to play and hit a high percentage, this game could go right down to the wire. As we've noted, a new interim head coach, Cody Anthony, for the Fairlawn Jets. Cody played for the Rushi Raiders. Chuck, he was a terrific outside shooter back in 05-06. Rushi went 22-3, 12-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Jeff Bray and I covered the Rushi-Lachlan regional game. Lachlan pulled it out of the fire. There was a real tough call that went against Rushi with about a minute to go with the game in balance. But Cody and I reminisced at practice yesterday at Fairlawn. We talked about that game and also about his new roles, moving up from assistant coach to interim head coach.
So the biggest thing was just taking over more of, now I'm in charge of doing the scouting report and setting up the practice schedules and right. taking over that stuff where Brad did it in the past, and, you know, I just went along with helping with it. So that's been a large key factor, and, you know, now I have assistants to help me do things. So just taking over those roles of doing that kind of thing just made it a lot different, you know, changed real quick, and, you know, we just got to continue. Whereas we got a busy schedule, we played 11 games in 28 days, I think it was. So.
Yeah. Well, what part of the Brad Francis style of coaching and his system do you continue to employ?
I mean, we do basically everything the same.
Sure.
It's hard to change anything up in the middle of a season, and, you know, we're working on things to get better every day with what we use from it, and we just got to do the little things right. So that's been kind of a flaw, and we just got to go with that and keep going with it.
Hey, what have been the real bright spots of Fairlawn Jets basketball this season. Talk about the personnel.
Oh, man, we got 9 seniors. So very, very senior-laden. I mean, they're a good group of kids. They show up every day, and they always got a smile on their face. They're ready to go, and, you know, you just the personnel, you got 2,000-point scorers, and they both of them distribute the ball very well, so they get their teammates involved. And we've had several games this year where we've had 4 players, 5 players, and 9 or higher points. So
right.
We do a good job of sharing the ball. So when you do that, you can win a lot of games. It's just, you know, we got to defend a little better, and that'll get there.
And Skyler and Ashton played exceedingly well in your first meeting with Anna, a tough 4-point loss here at the Jets gym.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things just fell at the wrong time for us that night, unfortunately. And Skyler and Ashton both had big games, and, you know, Matt Steller, give him credit. He had a great game, and so did Finkenbein. So, you know, we got to key in on stopping them guys tomorrow night and making sure we can do what we got
to
do.
A big chance for Fairlawn to play spoiler in the Shelby County Athletic League race.
Absolutely. Two big ones this weekend with Anna and Botkins. You know, they're
right.
Two of the top teams. So right now we're struggling down there, but it's, like you said, a time to play spoiler, and that's for us to jump back in it and shock everybody. So we'll be ready to go, and we're excited to be there tomorrow night.
Words of Cody Anthony, interim head coach for Fairlawn. Jets have got to play improved defense, Chuck. Last year against Anna, Fairlawn gave up 90 and 79, gave up 72 in the first meeting this year. You give up 75 to Anna, you probably get whipped this evening.
Yeah, you're going to have to. This game needs to be in the 60s,
yes.
I think,
yep.
for Fairlawn.
From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. For Anna here tonight, the winning combo, drive and kick. Don't come down the floor and start launching threes. Make Fairlawn play defense. That has been the Jets' Achilles heel. For Fairlawn tonight, yeah, the winning combination includes the big scoring duo of the Piper twins, but above all, involve additional scorers. Jackson Jones, for example, coming off a great game. He had 17 earlier in the week against Newton. He is a big building component. Might be the X factor here tonight. Well, speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of town. See firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte of Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Chuck, we've got the starting lineups, opening tip coming up. Should be a fine game. Fairlawn at Anna here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
And welcome back to Anna High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Starting lineups being introduced. First off, for the Fairlawn Jets, Jackson Jones, 6'3 senior, is in the opening five, along with Drew Matty, a 5'10" senior. Skyler Piper, 6'3 senior, in the opening quintet. And he is joined by Ashton Piper, 6'3 senior. And rounding out the starting five for Fairlawn is Garrett Keener, a 6'3" senior. Skyler Piper, 15.5 points per game. Ashton just barely over 15. Garrett Keener at 4 per game. Garrett has been shooting threes at a better than 45% clip. Starting lineup here now for the Anna Rockets, Isaiah Masteller, who's averaging 14 a game, comes out onto the floor. He is a 6'2" senior. McCain Finkenbein, 18 a game, 6 foot junior. Zach Ambus, a 5'9 junior, starts out front. On the inside, it's Ben Kovacs, 6'4 senior, 14 a game. And Jacob Robinson, 6'4" senior, averaging 5.5 points per outing. Fairlawn Jets in the road blue from top to bottom, white numerals, white Fairlawn across the chest, white piping down the sides of the shorts, and don't know that I've ever noticed the word Jets vertically down the sides of the trunks. Anna Rockets, home white top to bottom, green numerals, green trim. Not a real big crowd on hand here tonight. Of course, with the health crisis, you can't have a full house.
Right.
Far short of that, but it's a little less than we would have expected. So many thanks to our anchor business partners, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AEG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. And the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, we've got you covered. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Opening offensive sequence of passes to start the contest. Anna with the ball right down below us. Fairlawn playing real good defense first half minute. Finkenbein throws left corner. Open jump shooter Robinson long distance. Overshot it. Air ball. Good scrappy defensive rebound by Jackson Jones of the Jets. He comes down the floor. Gives out on the arc to Drew Matty. Matty gives it straight away to Skyler Piper. Fairlawn content to work it around. Here's Ashton, picks up his dribble 20 feet out. Picked up by Finkenbein. Now Jackson Jones, played a full minute, no score. And a shot did not hit the rim. Here's Matty. Here is Skyler Piper. 30 feet out on the left, it's Jackson Jones. Hanging on, Garrett Keener. Wants to drive, can't do it. Ball is thrown opposite to Drew Matty. Now 25 feet away, it is Skyler Piper to Ashton. In a crowd is Skyler. Here's a long jump shot to Jackson Jones. High point, right of the circle. Off the iron, no good. Rebound deflected to midcourt, out of bounds to Anna. Slow start. Minute and a half, no points. Finkenbein walks it up. Interesting matchup there, Chuck, as we see Garrett Keener guarding McCain Finkenbein. Finkenbein's got the ball left corner, swivels into the lane, flips to Ambus for a three-point jumper. Swish! Ambus lights it up for Anna, which leaps ahead 3-0. 6:10 to go, first quarter. Fairlawn Jets attacking. Straight away with the ball, it's Ashton Piper. Got it, Keener. Right wing Maddie goes baseline in a crowd below the rim. Flips it left corner to a teammate. Long high Archer. Yes, beautiful shot. Skyler Piper threw that one up in the sky.
They did. Skyler.
A skyscraper. Three apiece, 5:45 left first quarter. Here's Isaiah Masteller with the ball outside the arc on the left. The feisty Drew Maddie on him. Masteller into the lane, flips it behind him to Fickenbein. Outside the arc, 30 feet away to Ambus. They go into the right corner, now to Kovacs. He whips a pass straight away to Masteller. Real good defense by Maddie on Isaiah. Now here's Fickenbein. Derek Keener doing a fine job on him. Ball entered to Robinson, back to Fickenbein. Step back three, too hard. Good offensive rebound, Kovacs, up and in. Well done, Ben Kovacs. 5-3 Anna. 5 minutes left, opening period. Here's Keener out of control into the lane, almost traveled. Dished it down low for a teammate. Ashton Piper caught it, pivoted, and scored. Nice pass, but Keener, good look, over the top of Kovacs. We're tied up at 5, 4:50 left, opening quarter of play. Fickenbein swings it on top to Masteller, now at the elbow. Fairlawn cuts off the drive. Good job by the Jets, who have not allowed the Anna guards to get the corner turned and penetrate, Chuck.
Yeah, they're not letting them get in the lane, and that's what Coach Barrower said they really need to do. So far, they're kind of settling for threes.
Exactly. Ambus inbounding to Masteller near midcourt. Game tied at 5. Veteran officiating crew. This is a standout trio on the floor here tonight. I recognize them all. Ambus almost shoots. Open player right flank Kovacs. Passes up the three, drives. Loops it up and in off the glass. Good. Banker off the window for Kovacs. He's got 2 goals, 4 points, a couple of inside shots. Anna leads 7-5. Fairlawn attacks. Deep right corner. It is Garrett Keener. Keener inside the arc, muscles right side of the lane, arches one up on the go, clanged off the rim, not good. Rebound Robinson to Fickenbein. Right corner Ambus, jump shot, three-pointer. We could tell from here it was wide. Bodies tumble to the floor, loose ball rebound, nobody gathered it. Out of bounds to Anna. 3:55 left here in the first stanza. 7-5. Rockets up 2. Fickenbein below the rim. Looks. Oh, good deflection by Keener on the inbounds throw. He popped it up in the air, then snatched it. He flipped it up the floor to Skyler Piper, who goes into the paint area. Whistle sounds, and we've got a shooting foul. Anna picks it up. Good penetration by Skyler Piper. He strolls to the stripe. He dips the knees, leaves it way short, barely caught iron. That has been a tough spot for the Jets last couple years. They get to the foul line often, but are only shooting around the 60 percentile mark. Both shots way off. Rebound Anna. 7-5 Rockets. 3:40 to go in the opening period. Fickenbein over the timeline, picked up by Keener. Like that matchup, Garrett Keener's done a fine job on Fickenbein so far, Chuck.
You need to guard Fickenbein when he comes out of the huddle.
Out of the locker room. Here is Fickenbein hooking a pass into the corner to Robinson for Anna. Right back to Ambus. Fickenbein has it at the Rockets logo at center court. 7-5 Anna, 3:18 to go, first quarter. Not the high scoring, fast paced tilt we thought it would be. We expected a quick shootout here tonight. Not happening so far. Here's Masteller. Little sliver of an opening. Drives down the right side of the lane and scores on the run. Nicely done by Masteller. Athletic play. Near steal midcourt by Fickenbein. He had it momentarily, and it's dug right back away from him by Maddie of Fairlawn. 9-5 Rockets. 2:48 to go, first quarter. Maddie in the right wing for the Jets. Screen set by Ashton Piper. Deep right corner, Keener. Keener dribbles behind the back, got a little cute with it, almost stolen by Kovacs, out of bounds to Fairlawn. Let's see, Mr. Brown, Mr. Stokes, those are two of the three officials. The gentleman without the hair we see frequently, he is rock solid. I recognize Stokes And I think that's Brown down here on the other side.
Brown and the other guy we've seen a lot.
Oh, yeah. Here's a long three-pointer by Fairlawn. Wow. 24-footer right through the bottom of the well. Gunned in by Ashton Piper. Quickly down the floor, Anna. They beat the Jets to the rim. Layup by Kovacs is good. Three buckets for Ben for Anna. 11-8 Rockets. 2:15 left, opening quarter. You can't relax on this Anna team. Jets got a bucket, but Anna retaliated right now. And then a travel against Fairlawn out of the top of the circle as Keener slipped down.
Should have been a travel when he fell, but it definitely was a travel when he stood back up.
Right, spot on. 2:08 left in the opening period, 11-8 in favor of Anna, which leads the Shelby County League by a half game over Botkins, 7-2 versus 6-2. Botkins will play Fairlawn on the road at the Jets gym tomorrow night to pull themselves even with Anna in games played in the league. Minute 46 to go. First quarter, Finkenbein finds Kovacs down on the inside. He missed the cripple, got it back, and scores from 4 feet. Kovacs has been a menace so far for Anna against Fairlawn. And here come the Jets down the floor, all the way to the rack. Jackson Jones lost the ball in midair. Anna's got it. Masteller hurries up. Throws on the arc to Finkenbein. Fadeaway three ball. 25-footer rattles in and out. Rebound to Keener of the Jets, who trail 13-8. 1:18 to go first quarter. To the baseline goes Fairlawn, powering to the rim. Skylar Piper, no. Might have been fouled. Shot could have been deflected. Out of bounds to the Jets. Jackson Jones will inbound right of the rim. Fairlawn behind by five. Ball lobbed into the lane to Skyler. He pivots, ducks under. A leaner nice with the left hand. Oh, well done. What do you call that? A left-hand shovel shot from down around the waist?
Did a good job. He pivoted one way and took it with his left hand.
Nifty post action by Skylar Piper. 13-10. Anna up three. Wide open player, Robinson. It's Kovacs. He blew the point blanker from 2 feet. Hit the backboard rim, caromed off. Quickly, Fairlawn forecourt. It's Kyle Peters on the dead run. And he scores for Fairlawn. Good play by Peters as he dashed down the floor. Bad pass, Anna. And the Jets collect another miscue by the Rockets. And now it's 13-12 after the Peters goal. Turnover enables Fairlawn to have a chance to take the lead. 24 ticks to go first quarter. Cross court, it's Keener. Straight away, it is Jackson Jones. Now Peters, who's a good long-range shooter. Maddie tries a bomb. Switcheroo by Drew Maddie. 26-footer. 15-13 in favor of Fairlawn. Jets have reeled off seven straight. 3 seconds to go. Finkenbein, step back three at the buzzer. Oh. It is in, out, in, out. No good. Wooden stick in there. First quarter closes. Fine flurry by the Jets, who lead Anna 15-13 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
James Cotterman, 6'2 senior, on the floor for Fairlawn as the Jets take possession to kick off play here in the second quarter, leading Anna by a deuce, 15-13. It was once 13-8 Anna. Here's a runner through the paint area by Skylar Piper. Short. Rebound down to Anna. Finkenbein dashes ahead. Gives it up to Robinson. Back to McCain. McCain looking for his first goal, right, Chuck?
Yeah, I think he's been shooting his threes too close.
They've almost gone in. He's had a couple that just would not stay below the cylinder. They rattled and popped out. Masteller's got the ball deep left corner. Anna down two. Good drive by Masteller. Oh, it's knocked away. Good deflection, Skylar Piper. Down the floor to a teammate. Ball fed to a trailer in the lane. Shot made, but a walk. Cotterman had the field goal, but took too many steps before converting.
Yeah, there was he ran into a defender, and he kind of shuffled his feet.
So far, Chuck, Anna's focus not real sharp.
No, and I'm going to give Fairlawn a lot of credit.
Yes.
Because their focus is very good. They're running their offense very well.
And the Jets own a two-point lead, 15-13. 1 minute gone in the second quarter. Here is Finkenbein on a drive. Dipsy two in the lane. Avoids the block shot and lays it in. Finkenbein, good effort from the right corner. Athletic drive to the goal to tie this game up at 15. McCain's first bucket. Here's a long jump shot behind the arc, thrown up there from distance by Drew Matty. It ricochets off the iron into the right corner, and we've got contact. Foul, push off against Fairlawn. Common foul. Anna will bring it down.
That's kind of a silly foul on Peters. He had no chance of getting that rebound.
15-15 tie. 6:39 left here in the second quarter. Token pressure in backcourt by the Jets. It is Cotterman trailing Finkenbein, who zips up the floor, gives to Ambus on the arc. Pick and roll with Robinson. Could have given it to him. He might have been open, instead held on. Rockets reset the attack. Masteller far side. Left-hand dribble, crossover, down inside to Kovacs. Powers to the rim. He's unstoppable.
He has become quite the inside force.
And I tell you what, Anna gets that kind of an interior game from him in the D3 tournament, Rockets will be dangerous.
Well, he really makes them a complete team.
The Finkenbein bucket, the Kovacs goal, lifting Anna to a two-point lead, 17-15, with 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Long three-point try by Skylar Piper for Fairlawn is short. The rebound, though, punched out of bounds by Anna. Playmaker Cotterman below the rim. Substitution for Anna. Checking in, I think, is Isaac McDermott.
That's McDermott, yep.
Isaac, a 6'4" senior. And here's a quick bucket by Fairlawn off the inbounds pass. Well done. Good execution.
And that was Keener.
Good play by Garrett Keener. Boy, he used his width and spread out in the lane. Caught the inbounds throw, spun, and scored a six-footer. And then Anna barrels down the floor trying to beat the Jets to the basket. And Fairlawn's got to catch up from behind and foul. It's Common. Anna throws in below the rim with the game tied at 17. Ball lobbed into the paint area. Guess who catches and scores right around the basket? It's Kovacs once more. He snatched the lob pass and dropped it through. Here's a deflection by Ambus and a steal for Anna. Gives it up to Masteller, driving, scoring for the Rockets. Beautifully done. Ambus on the takeaway at midcourt, and then the no-look heave across the floor to Masteller with his blinding speed. He took it the rest of the way. 21-17, Anna with six quick points. Here's a penetration play into the lane. Ball flipped up on the run by Ashton Piper. No good off the back iron. Long throw down the floor. Anna picked off by Fairlawn. And then the Jets' Keener gets a little sloppy behind the back pass out of bounds. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Psalm McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. We'll talk to you here in just a moment about Psalm McGill and Tangeman. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County, been around since 1866. Anna with a good inside power play. My goodness, who muscled that one home, Chuck?
That was Kovacs.
Wow. What a night for Kovacs. He's in double digits.
14.
7 goals for Kovacs. Fairlawn seen enough. Head coach Cody Anthony wants a timeout as we are midway through the second quarter, and Anna has reeled off 4 straight goals to take a 6-point lead. Since 1866, Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, located in South Ohio in Sydney, has been one of the most highly respected businesses in all of Shelby County. Saul McGill and Tangeman has been serving Sydney and surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and also complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866, online at Saul, S-A-L-M, hyphen, McGill, M-C-G-I-L-L, and Tangeman, F-H, .com. Quite a turnabout, Chuck, in the last 90 seconds.
Well, I mean, that's what Anna does to you. They get on runs, and that was a good timeout. You know, they had the run. They had an 8-point run, and they got the timeout. Now they need to get things settled.
Here we go. Fairlawn up over the timeline. It's Maddie sprinting up ahead against Ambus. Throws on the arc to Ashton Piper. Down to Skyler, head of the key. Skyler gave it up, got it back. Anna tipped it away into backcourt. Maddie traces it down. 4:26 to go, second quarter. 6-point lead, Anna. Anna led by 5 earlier at 13-8. Fairlawn, good comeback. Took the lead a couple minutes ago. 8 straight by Anna. Here's a swipe, a steal. Ambus took it away. He meets traffic in the lane, leaves it for Finkenbein. Long, high-arching 28-footer wide left. He's not on tonight. No. Rebound Jets. Quickly forecourt right. Long three-pointer. Oh, that's number 22, Ashton Piper. Bottom of the well, right through the cylinder. A tray. 23-20. Nobody guarded him, Chuck. He was all by his lonesome.
Yeah, no, he's a good shooter.
23-20, Anna up 3. Big turn of events there. Anna missed an open look, and then Fairlawn got the 3. Ambus, deep left corner shot. Anna, trifecta, no good. Off the back brace. Here comes Keener down the floor for Fairlawn. Dives into the lane, bounce pass, goes out of bounds. 23-20, Anna. 3:29 left here in the second quarter. And we got a timeout by the Rockets. We'll keep it right here. 3-point lead, Anna. We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in the Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There's no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at Wygant Real Estate and Development at 419-628-3107. 419-628-3107. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today. 3:20 left, second quarter, Anna by 3.
2-3 zone now by the Jets.
Yep, like that look. Good switch off by head coach Cody Anthony in the interim position for Brad Francis. Here's a deflected 3-point shot by Masteller. Fairlawn gets the loose ball, and skipping down the floor in a hurry goes Skyler Piper for the driving layup. 23-22. Turnover by Anna quickly. Turned into a bucket by Fairlawn. Out on the arc, McCain Finkenbein. Little dipsy-doo move, slides to the floor. Might have been tripped. Common foul against the Jets, who've whittled the Anna lead, which was 6, down to 1.
Yeah, they did a good job of stemming the run and got a little mini run of their own. They're right back at it.
Yep, sure did. Finkenbein with one bucket has the ball now, and he sidesteps one man. Little corkscrew maneuver into the lane. He's tripped. Fourth team foul in Fairlawn. Anna just one foul in the entire first half. Is that right, Chuck?
They're a clean team.
They're wearing white. Here's Finkenbein below the rim. Fires foul line to Robinson. Too hard on the shot. Hit the backboard first, then the rim. Caromed off into the hands of Skylar Piper. Fairlawn can take the lead here. Long three-pointer left flank. Peters hit the rim. Backboard no good. Rebound to midcourt. Deflected to the other end. Peters tracks it down for Fairlawn. Peters has an opening. Look at him drive. Loops it up on the run. Off the back heel. Long rebound. Anna quickly. Finkenbein. Nasteller. Driving layup is good. 25-22. Anna. Here's Fairlawn countering. Ashton Piper's by himself. Blew the easy one. Might have been too far under. It's a track meet now. Finkenbein driving. Hooks it up on the go. No good. Rebound Fairlawn. Peters to Maddie. Maddie heaves it up while going to the floor. He was decked. Shot missed, but he gets two. All of a sudden, Chuck, this game changed sports on us.
Turned into a track meet.
Sure did. It sure did. Minute 57 left. Maddie at the free throw line for Fairlawn. It is short.
I thought they had the numbers switched on Keener, and because I know what the Pipers look like. They got it backwards, but we've been doing it right.
Yes.
I don't think they're doing it right.
No. Maddie makes the second free throw, one of two. What's Fairlawn at the line?
They are one for four.
25-23, Anna up two, minute 49 left, second quarter. High right with the ball, Kovacs for Anna, by far and away leading score in this game. Robinson outside the arc on the left. Here's Anna with a very bad pass, taken away by Skylar Piper. He bolts down the floor, stripped on the play by Kovacs. Anna gets it back. No look pass, right corner, Finkenbein on top to Robinson. Baseline left, Kovacs. Fadeaway 15-footer. He bangs it in. What a night for Ben Kovacs.
Yeah, he's knocking him down. He's got 16 of their 27.
4-point lead, Rockets. Foul line extended left. Here's a jump shot missed, way too heavy. As Skylar Piper couldn't get it to drop. Misfired big time. Anna attacking forecourt left. Up four. 60 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Here's a drive by Anna. Connor McKinney in off the bench, 6 foot senior, bobbled the ball. That's because hooking foul was committed by Fairlawn, team's fifth. 60 seconds left in the second quarter. 27-23, Anna. Ball thrown on the arc, handled there by McKinney. Now Ambus. Ambus picked up 20 feet away by Jackson Jones. Now Robinson catches between the rings. Near side Ambus. Wraparound pass down inside to Robinson. Got away from him. Taken away by Keener. Keener zips up the floor for Fairlawn. To Ashton Piper. Now back out to Maddie, who looks at the clock. 34 ticks remaining, Chuck.
And Anna's now gone into a 3-2 zone.
As Fairlawn hangs onto the basketball, Maddie clings to it. It's in his right armpit. He's got both feet on the Rockets logo, the capital A at midcourt. As the second quarter clock winds down, 16, 15, 14, Anna up four. Now here comes Anna, man-to-man, 9-8. Maddie still 30 feet away. Flips it back on the play to Piper. Long jumper at the buzzer. Yes! Nailed by Ashton Piper.
That was Garrett Keener.
I'm sorry, Keener threw it in from distance. My goodness gracious. Well done by Fairlawn. I thought the Jets were going to panic and run out of time, and they didn't.
All of a sudden they ran at him and went for the trap. Did a good job of avoiding that. Keener hit a big three.
And we've got a one-point game at intermission. Anna 27, Fairlawn 26. It's our radio break. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized Focused Home Program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, your MAST announcers at Anna. Rockets 27, Jets 26. Good game. Thought it would be close. It was the first time around when Anna won at the Fairlawn Gym by a score of 72-68. So many thanks to additional anchor business partners here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7, could not have launched scoresbroadcast.com without the effort and assistance from LaCal. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom and Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News with award-winning sports page coverage and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. A new underwriting sponsor, Riemann Drywall in Anna, professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses too. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, just a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513, drywall done right with Riemann. Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike, with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins, medications packaged by day and time, immunizations, of course, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment, results in 15 minutes, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. Anna by one, Chuck, at the halftime break over Fairlawn. Good game. Our halftime presented by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Fairlawn's done a nice job. I mean, Anna's had a couple of runs. Fairlawn has stemmed them, scored with them, and like you said, it's a one-point game at the half. Rebounding, a 12-11 advantage for the Rockets. Both teams have two offensive rebounds. Jets turned it over 8 times in the first half. Rockets turned it over 6. Anna did not go to the free throw line. Fairlawn went 4 times and only made 1. Individual scoring, Ashton Piper has 8. Skylar Piper has 7. Garrett Keener has 5. They got 4 from Drew Maddie and 2 from Kyle Peters. They scored 15 and 11, 26 for the half. For Anna, they're led by Ben Kovacs with 16. Masteller has 6. Ambus has 3. Finkenbein has 2. They scored 13 and 14, and they lead it 27-26 at the half.
Hey, 7 of Kovacs' buckets, if you added them together in terms of length, Chuck, they might be 20 feet, the first 7 shots he made.
Yeah, and he missed a couple of real easy ones
right
early in the quarter. I mean, he could be sitting on 20 right now.
Right. Halftime score, Anna 27, Fairlawn 26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
It is a 2-point lead for Anna, or I should say a 1-point lead for Anna over Fairlawn, about 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Our student athlete spotlight segment next. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center promotes student academic success here on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 15 calendar years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight we highlight Anna cheerleader Rachel Wells, a senior, 3.85 GPA, daughter of Bill and Missy, active in her church youth group, is enrolled in the Edison Community College post-secondary options program, enabling her to complete probably 2 semesters of her 4-year degree toward college before completing high school at Anna. She's an FFA, FCCLA as well, probably at Edison, an associate degree in nursing, then on to a 4-year school to pursue the bachelor's in nursing. Undecided about which college, she is not sure. Here tonight for Fairlawn, we highlight the videographer in the stands for the Fairlawn Jets, Lana Heath, a junior, 4.0 GPA. She is an outstanding student, daughter of Scott and Molly, a class officer, member of the Sydney First United Methodist Church, National Honor Society, 4-H FCCLA, a volleyball player, basketball, AAU hoops, Spanish club. And I asked her in the stands, Chuck, before the game, how in the world were you able to create such pretty blue eyes to match your blue Fairlawn sweatshirt?
They moved just to be able to have these colors, would be my guess.
And as I recall, she said, I think she said my daddy gave them to her.
So we highlight here tonight Lonnie Heath of Fairlawn, a junior, outstanding volleyball and basketball player, videographer here tonight in the stands
for Fairlawn. And Rachel Wells, senior cheerleader at Anna. Underway to start the third quarter. Quick goal by Anna, and then a herky-jerky move down the lane. Garrett Keener, a left-handed scooper, crawls over the rim.
Yeah, that was a nice move, and at the other end, they got the ball deep down to Kovacs, and he picked up his 18th point.
He's got 18 points so far in this game, one bucket short of 20. Long three by Masteller, missed it, no good, followed, got the rebound, barged down the lane and ran over a Jet. Offensive foul. 29-28 and a 7-17 left here in the third quarter. Rachel Wells, senior cheerleader at Anna. Lana Heath, junior volleyball and basketball player at Fairlawn, our Local Equipment Spotlight student athletes here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. In the forecourt, Keener sizes up a three ball for the Jets, rattles it in and out, no good. Rebound taken down on the play by the Anna Rockets, who race into the forecourt, and it's Finkenbein gunning a bomb. He's off target again.
Yeah, we've seen the last two games that they've played that we were at. He was just on fire. Tonight, not.
Here's a post-up move down inside by Skylar Piper. Left it short for Fairlawn. Anna on the run. Masteller blazes a trail down the lane. Banked it in on the run. Oh, a dazzling play by Isaiah Masteller of Anna, which leads by three.
The shot was outstanding, but the fact that he avoided the charge was even better.
Baseline left, fadeaway, Garrett Keener for Fairlawn. Bingo from 12 feet. Nicely done by Keener. He pops one home. 31-30. Anna's lead a scant point. Here's Masteller out of control. Dribbles into the right corner for Anna and coughed up the ball off his foot.
Fairlawn got a chance to take the lead.
31-30. Anna, 6:13 to go, third quarter. Well, you can bet the Botkins Trojans, who are playing Houston tonight on the road, are rooting for the Jets. Bad pass, Fairlawn. They return the favor with a turnover. Finkenbein down the floor to Ambus. Deep three, left corner. It skidded off the rim. Finkenbein on the rebound. Inside to Kovacs. Block shot, but a foul by the Jets. Kovacs at the stripe. A chance to get to 20 on the night.
Well, that was an outstanding rebound by Finkenbein and a better pass to find Kovacs on the block down there.
5 minutes, 59 seconds to go, third quarter. Kovacs' free throw in the air, and he left it way short, didn't he?
Yep.
They're 1-for-5?
No.
The Jets are 1.
They're 0-for-1.
Second shot, Kovacs, swish. He's got 19 now. Fairlawn's missed several free throws. 1-of-2 there by Kovacs of Anna. And the Rockets inch ahead by 2, 32-30, 5:48 to go. Shot fake on the arc by Skylar Piper. Dribbles into the paint area. Flips behind him to Maddie. On a weave to Keener, straightaway bomb off the flange. Good offensive board by Skylar Piper. Fadeaway baseline left, short. Rebound tapped, out of bounds off of Ashton Piper. And it will come down the floor to Anna.
Now they got a good look that time, just didn't get the ball in the basket.
Yep, couple of good shots. 15 feet on in. Fairlawn could not convert. 2-point lead Rockets. 5:20 left third. A little give and go. Ambus, Robinson to Masteller. High right. Three-pointer. Dipped in, dipped out. Nice board. Jerked down by Skylar Piper. Look at him hustle down the floor. On the run. Banked it in. What a play. Skylar Piper. We're tied. 32-32. Shake and bake move, Finkenbein. Late shovel down inside to Kovacs. Stripped away from behind. Blocked out of bounds by Keener. It'll be thrown in by Anna beneath the rim.
Again, just an amazing pass by Finkenbein in traffic.
He's only got, what, two buckets on the night?
He's got one.
One. Just one field goal. Probably 1-for-7 or 8. Anna inbounds below the rim. Caught in the right corner by Kovacs. He has to extend off the floor to snatch it. And then he crumbles to the floor, knee first, and it's ruled traveling. Right call, tough break.
There was a little contact, but not enough, to call.
No. Here is Ashton Piper, top of the circle. Ball whipped down inside by the Jets, not touched by Anna. It goes out of bounds to a Fairlawn cheerleader. Anna possession. We're tied at 32. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Ball walked over the timeline by Finkenbein. Picked up by Keener, 30 feet away. Left side Ambus. Back to Finkenbein. High pick set by Robinson. Pick and roll. Jets cover it up. To Kovacs, to Robinson, baseline right. Finkenbein straight away. Little dance into the lane. Jab step to the left. Body fly, foul, blocking common, personal against Fairlawn. 4:25 to go, third quarter, tied at 32. Oh, good inbounds pass. Finkenbein down low on the left. Kovacs left it short. Long rebound Robinson, though. Left corner Finkenbein. Shot fake. Gives it up to Masteller. Right back to McCain. Passes up the three. Fires a pass down low to Kovacs. Layup good. 34-32, Annaba 2. Finkenbein concentrating more on finding Kovacs. Down inside, Skylar Piper. Oh, ducks under. Dipsy-doo maneuver. Two more. What a play. Skylar Piper. Wow. That was fancy, Chuck.
Yeah, he's a good basketball player. He and his brother, they can shoot the ball well, but, boy, are they good inside.
34-34 tie. Deep three, left wing. Finkenbein way short. Robinson follows and scores for Anna. 36-34, Rockets. 3:30 left in the third. Forecourt straight away. It is Peters with the ball for Fairlawn. The 5'11 senior has it tipped away momentarily by Finkenbein. And then Peters dribbles behind the back. Slap down foul by McCain. 3:22 left. Timeout called. Anna up two. Beyond the midway point, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Oh, you'd better take advantage of this big deal that's been extended through February 24th at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Very popular sale. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. More in a minute. Here's Fairlawn attacking for the lead. Three-pointer, Maddie out of the corner. Bullseye! He's got it. Drew Maddie on target. Jets up one. 3 minutes left in the third. 37-36. Outside the arc, high left, Robinson. Left corner, Ambus for Anna. Straight away, Kovacs. Very good defense being employed by Fairlawn at the moment. Masteller wants to turn the corner and drive, and the Jets are alert. They shut him down. Here's Finkenbein, 35 feet out. Fires cross-court for Ambus, deflected. He recovers, starts a drive, running one-hander, way short. Easy rebound. Jerked down on the play by Keener. Long pass. Ashton Piper on the arc to Peters. Jets up one. Chance to go up here by three or four. 2:20 left, third quarter. Popping out to catch. It is Ashton Piper with the fadeaway three. Too hard. Hit the glass. Rim came off. Long rebound, though, to the Jets. Reach-in foul against Anna. It's common. Jets retain possession.
Nice rebound by Cotterman that time.
Yep, he's coming off the bench for the Jets to give them a lift. Ball lobbed in outside the lane to the right. Fadeaway. 12-footer. Keener. Long. And then Keener went for the offensive board and fouled. Mark that down, Chuck, with just over two to play in the third. Fairlawn Jets had shots to extend the lead to three or four. Anna down one, 37-36. Rockets certainly not playing with the intensity that they showed against Fort Loramie and Botkins recently in victories over those two teams.
No, they're not getting the production out of Finkenbein, and with he's not pulling the defense out with his bombs, they don't get a whole lot of this.
Oh, here's a great play by Ambus. Beautiful pass to Masteller. Drive. Missed it. No good. Loose ball left corner. Robinson jacks home the three.
That is his spot. He loves to shoot the three from the corner.
39-37, Anna back up two. A minute 35 to go, third period.
And we've gone zone now.
And here's a long three ball by the Jets. Maddie arches it. No, off the flange. Rebound into the lap of Robinson for Anna. Minute 20 left, third quarter. Here is Finkenbein, shake and bake. A late lead below the rim for Kovacs. And it is punched out of bounds by Fairlawn just in the nick of time.
That time they got good rotation out of Peters. He got over there to keep that from being another easy basket.
2-point lead, Anna. Minute 18 to go here in the third. Ambus collects the inbounds pass in the right corner. Weaves it near midcourt. Masteller a step from the timeline. Picked up by Maddie. Masteller step back, doesn't shoot. Robinson at the elbow, tries to go to Ambus, cutting behind him, out of bounds. Ball went through the doorway, down the hall here at the Anna High School.
Yep, they're still looking for it.
A minute five to go in the third quarter. Anna up a scant two, 39-37. Anna's had leads of 5 and 6. Jets have had very short-lived leads by a bucket or a point here and there. Anna up two, 50 seconds left. Third period of play. Top of the circle, Maddie. Gives it up right wing to Jackson Jones. Into the paint area to Keener. His fadeaway short. Rebound Anna. Taken by it up ahead quickly. Right corner Kovacs on the arc to Ambus. Sizes up a three. Hits the rim once, twice, a third time. No. Rebound down to Keener of Fairlawn. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna up two. Oh, here's a good pass into the lane. Driving right down the pipe to the rim. Keener, no good. Off the flange. Rebound to Masteller. And he carried it, turned it over. Yep. High dribble. Violation.
Good call. He gained the advantage. A lot of times they won't call that, but if he gained an advantage, they got to call it.
Yep, nicely spotted by the referee. Still, Anna up two. Final 18 seconds of the third quarter. 39-37 Rockets. Checking out for Fairlawn is Garrett Keener. Both Pipers on the floor now for Anna.
No, that was Ashton Piper that went out.
Yep, Keener is out there with Skyler. My mistake. Deep in the right corner, it's Maddie. Straight away, Peters. Now to Jackson Jones. A long bomb, three-pointer. Bounced around, came off. Rebound Fairlawn. The player shoved. Cotterman was knocked off his spot. Foul Anna. Is it in the act of shooting? Yes, Cotterman.
So.
Amazingly, Chuck was backpedaling to the ground. Flipped it up there with two hands. He's awarded a pair of free throws. Jets need these. They have not shot them well so far in this game. 2.7 to go, third quarter. Free throw by Cotterman. Too much mustard on it. One of five, 1 of 6 for Fairlawn.
1 of 5.
2.7 to go, third quarter, and up two. Second shot, Cotterman in the air. Front rim and off. Rebound Kovacs. And poked up in the air, out of bounds, off Fairlawn. 1.1 to go. Jets missed a chance to tie with two freebies. In backcourt, Ambus. Long 65-footer off the top of the glass. Third quarter in the books. Jets have missed 5 free throws, or they would have the lead. Fairlawn down 2 to Anna, 39-37, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
And as we were saying a few minutes ago, you can receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from the Jackson Center Pro Hardware Store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. That's the Jackson Center Pro Hardware Store. Right now for the next week, 15% off everything in the store, by the way. Anna starts the fourth quarter, little give and go. Masteller whips a pass to the driving Kovacs, who converts. 4-point lead. Interception by Finkenbein. 3-on-1. Ambus lays it up, no good. Finkenbein, after he delivered the pass, ran over a blue jersey.
Yep.
Offensive foul.
It's a good call. Ambus missed the layup anyway.
By the way, those cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers, 25 colors and styles. Save up to 50% on the cabinets compared to the big box stores. Sale all the way to February 24th, 18 months, same as cash. Fairlawn coming up cold. Long three-pointer, no good, but Skylar Piper rebounded down the floor by Anna. Long heave to the driving Kovacs. He spilled on the way to the cup. Fairlawn, Apache stretch now, shooting the basketball. Jets have fallen behind before. 7:14 to go. Kovacs at the charity line for Anna. Again, 15% off everything at the Jackson Center Pro Hardware through February 7th. And this sale includes all DeWalt power tools and accessories. Big deals, big sales. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his store on scoresbroadcast.com. Kovacs hits two free throws. And Anna has made a difference at the line in this game.
Now they're 3 of 4 compared to 1 of 6.
43-37, Anna up by 6, 7 minutes to go in this game. Jackson Center, or I should say Jackson Center Pro Hardware, is on the mind. Fairlawn needs a bucket chuck in the worst way. Here's a lob near the rim, laid up by Skylar Piper, defended well, shot short. Passed to midcourt by Anna, deflected up into the stands by Fairlawn. Jets offense has hit a snag.
Well, they did a nice job of screening against the 3-2 zone. Got the lob passed down to Skylar Piper. Just couldn't put it in.
Anna has crept ahead now by 6, 43-37. 6:46 to go, fourth quarter. Masteller, Robinson, Finkenbein. Rockets spread the floor. Finkenbein steps back. 30-footer. My gosh, he makes it. He threw it in. Oh, that was unconscious. Nobody in the gym thought he'd shoot it. No one. I don't think McCain thought he would let it go.
I don't think McCain has any kind of ice water in there. He missed 10. He's going to shoot the 11th, and you can't blame him.
Oh, and that tray by McCain Finkenbein lifts Anna to a 9-point spread early in the fourth. Timeout Fairlawn. We'll take a break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, starting a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
Well, the Fairlawn Jets have fallen behind by 9, 46-37. 90 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Fairlawn's got the ball outside the arc on the right. It's Matty. Swings it straight away. Looks into the left corner for Skylar Piper. Down inside to Ashton. Spin move. Six-footer bouncing off. No good. Tough break. Rebound Anna. Finkenbein again from 32 feet. Bullseye. He's got it. And just that quickly, the Anna Rockets have spurted up a dozen.
Well, that's 6 points and probably should be 12 for as deep as those were.
Here's a fadeaway 10-footer by Garrett Keener. Oh, it's down below the rim and pops away, comes out no good. Pass up the floor by Anna, deflected out of bounds by the Jets. Keener has come up shooting in tough luck, as have all the Jets here lately. 12-point lead, Anna. 5:52 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Start dreaming. Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyne & Hoyne property off Wrecker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home. 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna. Online at HoyneAndHoyneBuilders.com. With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Superior Aluminum Products, a big supporter of area high school sports. We've been family-owned and operated out of Rushi for over 55 years now. And to support our progress, we are currently looking for qualified applicants in order to support our continued growth. Stop in to see Craig Fissinger to discuss employment opportunities at Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And if you've got a home project that requires railing or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today and discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Big bucket after the timeout by Anna to go up 14, Chuck.
Finkenbein on the putback after the missed shot by Robinson.
And then after a Fairlawn turnover, Finkenbein with a drive down the lane. Speedy, he travels. He circled the rim twice. It came out. Jets come back. Long three-pointer. Jackson Jones, short, no good. Rebound Fairlawn, foul on Anna. 51-37 in favor of Anna. Fairlawn had 37.
As 12-0 here in the first 3 minutes.
Jets had 37 points at the end of three. Jets didn't score last 90 seconds of the third quarter. So Fairlawn's gone better than 4.5 without a point until that free throw is dropped in.
And Finkenbein's got 8 points here in the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter.
And that second foul shot is bagged right on target. Thrown in there by the Jets' Skylar Piper. He hits two. Anna had stretched the lead out to 14. Little give and go. Masteller, errant pass. Rockets have gotten a little too cute on some of these throws down inside.
Yeah, that would have been threading the needle right there.
Right.
But, I mean, it's a 12-point game. You a couple of threes, and they're right back at it.
Yep, and Fairlawn's capable. Here's a baseline drive beneath the backboard. Skylar Piper missed it with the left-hand rebound down to Anna. 4:41 to go, fourth quarter. 51-39, Anna. Amos deep in the right corner. Hurries across the lane. Running one-hander. Hits it. Nicely done. Ambus. Wow. For the Rockets. Zach Ambus, 5'9", 145-pound junior. 145 pounds dripping wet.
As I say, the big man inside with the basket.
4:20 left in the fourth. Dribble drive into the lane. Twisting, turning. Fall away shot. Good. Knocked down nicely by Keener. Beautiful.
Keener's having a nice game.
53-41 in favor of Anna with 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Amos 25 feet away. Goes foul line. Thought about shooting, didn't. Leaves it behind him for Robinson, and he hoists in a three ball. Woo, pretty shot by Robinson.
He's a good shooter. He didn't get as much credit, obviously, as the big three.
Amos set him up. Biggest lead of the night for Anna, 15, 56-41. Deep right corner with it is Matty. Handoff on the play to Keener. Keener in a lot of traffic in the paint area. Handcuffed, fouled.
1-1.
1-1 for the Jets. Could have been maybe deemed in the act of shooting, but it's not. Deep knee bend, shot by Keener way short. Fairlawn has fallen short at the stripe in this game. Anna's up 15, pretty comfortable now. 3:30 left to go in the fourth. Finkenbein, elbow on the left to Robinson. Straightaway Finkenbein.
Fairlawn's offense has fallen off. Rockets' defense has really been picked up. Good call by the referee. Kovacs got in trouble out of the arc. He was barricaded by a couple players and tried to get out of the entanglement and fell down but walked.
Yep, that's a travel every time.
Yep. Keener back to the basket, straight away to Cotterman, launches, three-pointer, missed it. Rebound, Masteller. 3 minutes to go in the game, 56-41 Anna. Masteller, no-look pass, left corner, Finkenbein hurls up a three-pointer, in, out, no good. Rebound, Robinson short, Kovacs tries, no, but a foul. 56-41 Anna in a game that for 24 minutes, Chuck, was much.
It was a two-point game, start to fourth quarter.
Much closer than this. Foul shot, Kovacs, good. Is he at 20 yet?
He has 26.
Woo! Is he at 30 yet?
Getting closer.
First free throw, good. Second one, lip the rim. 57-41, Anna. And here comes Keener up and over the timeline for the Fairlawn Jets. Dumps it down low on the left to Kahneman, who hits a cutter. Skylar Piper, shot deflected. Finkenbein yanks down the board for Anna. Chest pass to Masteller. Oh, a touch pass to Kovacs. Left hand finish. No, missed it. Rebound, Fairlawn. Skipping up the floor, Maddie out of control. It's on the deck, picked up by Kahneman. 2:20 left, 16-point lead, Anna. Ball lobbed cross-court for Peters. Foul, Masteller. Don't forget Osgood Bank, one of our new underwriting sponsors this year here on scoresbroadcast.com. If you are looking to buy, build, or refinance a home, Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Both free throws connected by Fairlawn. Timeout ensues. 2:19 left in the game. Anna 57, Fairlawn 43 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Rushi sponsors, Superior Aluminum, and the Francis Schulze Company, plus the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, east of town, Rushi Versailles Road. Here's Anna, fast-tracking down the floor after the inbounds pass, and they beat the Jets to the rim. Finkenbein, a late dish-off to Kovacs, who's pushing 30. 59-43 in favor of Anna. And here's Fairlawn attacking down inside. Little two-footer laid up and in.
Jackson Jones.
Jackson Jones gets a bucket. And it's a 14-point game foul at midcourt. Robinson is handcuffed. Ball out of bounds to the Rockets. Team foul 6 on Anna. Or I should say on Fairlawn. The lead is 14. It's been as many as 16. 59-45 in favor of the Rockets. It's been the Kovacs Finkenbein show. Ball lobbed in by Anna. Careless play by the Rockets. It goes out of bounds.
I think we had a timeout first.
Oh, timeout was called by Anna before the Rockets threw it away. Minute 53 to go. 59-45. Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Here is Anna inbounding at midcourt, leading by 14. It's been as much as 16. Masteller deep in the right corner, guarded by Peters. Anna spreads the floor, long heave, 30 feet across the floor. Finkenbein to Ambus to Robinson, deep corner. Fairlawn's got to come out and foul. Anna will shoot. 16 fouls on the Jets. Foul line, Robinson pushed from behind. Foul committed by Ashton Piper of Fairlawn. For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery to 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family's got you covered. Well, Kovacs converts on a couple of free throws for Anna, and then Jackson Jones retaliates. A nice swiveling layup in the lane through congestion, and that makes the score 61-47. Anna tries to get it inbounds, and the Rockets call yet another timeout. Minute 21 to go. Anna 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Well, after the timeout, Anna got a bit careless, sloppy play at midcourt, lost the ball to Fairlawn, which has it. Nice dump down to Maddie, and the shot's blocked away by Finkenbein. Loose ball, right corner, gathered by Ambus. Outlet to Finkenbein, 56 seconds to go. Baseline right, it goes on the play to Kovacs, inside to Masteller. Shot fake, head fake, up and in by Masteller right in front, and it's a 16-point game. 46 seconds to go. Off and running, Jackson Jones splits a couple Anna defenders right down the middle of the floor into the basket for two.
Jones has a 6-point quarter going.
And it's all academic. Right now, Chuck, players attempt to, what, pad their average or get to their average?
I hang on to the ball so I can shoot free throws is what I do.
There you go. Foul against Fairlawn. McCain Finkenbein, 1-1, team's eighth. Swish by Finkenbein, 64-49 in favor of Anna with 36 seconds to go. 36 ticks left on the clock.
Still a line change.
Uh-huh. One, two, three, four new blue shirts in for the Fairlawn Jets, this Fairlawn team. Cody Anthony mentioned pregame, 9 seniors.
Yeah, they got a lot of experience. They played well for three quarters. But this is a good Anna team. They got on a run here to start fourth quarter. Finkenbein got hot, and he missed a free throw on purpose. We could stay in the game.
Made the initial one, missed the second. Here come the Jets to midcourt, down 15, 64-49. This Fairlawn team, Chuck, if they get hot,
in that sectional tournament at Piqua, Fairlawn can pull a surprise, no doubt. They've got the firepower to do it.
Yeah, they got the offense, and I thought their defense was pretty good tonight.
Yeah, for three quarters, it sure was. Here's a miss by Fairlawn. Rebound taken down by Anna. It is McKinney up the floor to McDermott. They'll dribble out the final 4 seconds, and that will do it. 15-point win, Anna, 64-49. It was much, much closer. Only a 2-point game at the end of the third quarter here tonight, and a 25-point fourth by Anna spells the difference. Don't forget Steve and Ted's in Anna on State Route 119 West, a new sponsor, your local Lennox dealer. We're proud to offer only the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products at Steve and Ted Services. We service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002 and have quickly built an outstanding reputation. Steve and Ted Services in Anna, 419-628-2645. Anchor underwriting sponsors tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Thank you so much, Wygant. SecureCom in Minster, online at securecom.com, securcom.com. The pros in protection, Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, number one in insurance in this region again. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. GOFFENA Furniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. Couldn't have gotten launched here on Scores Broadcast without Locale. A lot of fun tonight, Chuck. Excellent ball game for three quarters. Anna turned it on offensively in the fourth. Fairlawn hung in. Good job turned in by Cody Anthony and his assistants, filling in for Brad Francis out temporarily, trying to get his health back in order. We want him on the sideline again soon, perhaps by tournament time. But Cody Anthony's club right there after three periods. Anna just outplayed the Jets over the final 8 minutes in a big way.
Well, they out-rebounded them 40-23.
There you go.
And that was 28-12 in the second half.
Uh-huh.
There's your ball game.
Right.
14 turnovers for the Rockets, only 11 for Fairlawn. They handled the ball well. 5 of 11 from the free throw line for the Jets, 7 of 10 for the Rockets. Individual scoring for Fairlawn, they were led by Skylar Piper at 13, Garrett Keener had 11. Ashton Piper had 8. They got 7 from Drew Maddie, 6 from Jackson Jones, all in the fourth quarter. Kyle Peters had 4. On the other side, Ben Kovacs had 28. Honestly, could have had 38.
Oh, my goodness.
They got 11 out of Finkenbein. They got 10 from Masteller, 10 from Robinson, and 5 from Ambus. They scored 25 in the fourth quarter. Clancy's players of the game, Ben Kovacs, you're going to have it for the Rockets, and we'll give it to Garrett Keener.
Sure.
For Fairlawn.
Yep, good picks. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Thank you, Clancy's, and our host of underwriting sponsors and business partners here on scoresbroadcast.com. Really enjoyed it tonight so much. And a new underwriting partner is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Thank you as well.
Well, we probably had a whole bunch of Botkins fans listening until the beginning of the until the fourth quarter for about 3 minutes, and then they all went out.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What a night. A fine ball game for three quarters. Knew it would be. Fairlawn is far better than its record, Chuck. That is for sure. Jets now on the season fall to, I think, 5-11. I think that is right. Let me. We had, two games in the Shelby County League tonight elsewhere? We had Botkins playing Houston.
Botkins and Houston.
Jackson Center was Arushi.
Yeah.
And Arushi could be a sticky wicket.
That's a tough place to play.
Yeah, it is. And you go in there and you just might get knocked off. Anna found out it was tough. Took them overtime to beat Rushi at Rushi, and Rushi whipped Fairlawn to double digits here recently at the Jets gym. Fairlawn Jets are now 5-10. Is that what I said? 5-10.
5-10.
Yeah, 5-10 overall. 3-6 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna vaults to 8-2 in the league. 11-5 overall. Botkins win tonight over Houston would give Botkins a 7-2 mark. Botkins could jump to 8-2 and tie Anna with a win tomorrow night at Fairlawn. So after tomorrow night, into this weekend, both Anna and Botkins will have completed 10 games in the league with two remaining. Botkins will have contests left against Rushi and back home against Fairlawn, at Rushi, home against Fairlawn. And Anna's couple games remaining include the very last Friday of the year on the road at Jackson Center.
We ought to do that one.
That will be something. A lot of different combinations of results for this league left yet, Chuck.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Botkins could win it outright if Anna were to stumble. If Anna went 2-0 and Botkins stumbled, Anna could win it outright. You could have 9-3, 9-3, 9-3.
Yeah, Jackson Center could get into the mix.
Yeah, or you could have 10-2, 10-2, 8-4, 8-4. Jackson Center and Fort Loramie at 8-4, and Anna Botkins tie at 10-2. So,
well, you got six teams in the league that can beat either one or the other.
Oh yeah, yep. As far as we know, we are still on tap tomorrow night at 7, pregame time at Minster. Jackson Center Tigers take on the Minster Wildcats. Should be an excellent boys basketball game. Shelby County Athletic League against the Midwest Athletic Conference tomorrow night. Again, tip-off 7:30.
Nixon and Reichert.
Oh, yeah. Nixon's plural.
Yeah.
and Reichert. Minster, Jackson Center tomorrow night. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We will update our next week schedule by Sunday or Monday. Could have heavy action toward the end of the week. We're eyeing that Minster Fort Recovery girls game on Thursday night at Minster. That could be for all the marbles in the Midwest Athletic Conference on the girls' side. And then next Friday night, we are at Botkins. Fairlawn Jets play the Botkins Trojans. Fort Loramie girls play Versailles girls. Fort Loramie boys play Versailles boys next Saturday. Stay in touch. We will update the website here in the next 24 to 48 hours. A lot of fun tonight, Chuck. big snowstorm coming in. You called it 4 days ago. You said it would arrive sometime on
Saturday night.
Saturday afternoon or evening. That's what...
Well, they're saying about 10 o'clock.
Is that right?
Yep.
I heard 10:01.
Well, you know, they're going to start it at 10 and then heavy stuff. And, you know, I always, they kind of always give themselves an out. They go, well, depending on where the rain line is, right, you could get 7 feet or you could get an inch and a half.
Right, right.
So they cover themselves.
Again, gratitude tonight to Lana Heath, junior volleyball and basketball player at Fairlawn. She was the videographer in the stands for Fairlawn. She was one of our two Local Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight students. Lana, outstanding student athlete, junior at Fairlawn, 4.0 student, daughter of Scott and Molly. And for Anna, Rachel Wells, senior cheerleader, 3.85 GPA, daughter of Bill and Missy. Two great selections. And so happy that Local Equipment continues to spotlight student athletes who excel on the court, on the field, and in the classroom during our halftime breaks. Chuck, I've been talking so long, both of us have. I've forgotten the final score. What was it, 15-point spread?
Yeah, it was 64-49.
So many thanks to our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, our radio audience via WMVR. For Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Anna, where the Anna Rockets have turned back the Fairlawn Jets with a very good fourth quarter, 64-49 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.